We're going to talk about housing now, because Kerry County Council was asked yesterday at the monthly meeting of the council to reveal the nationalities of people who were given social housing. Independent Councillor Brendan Cronin is arguing that the move would help to kill off the false and untrue rumours that most social homes are being allocated to non-Irish nationals, or somehow that the system is unfair and is excluding Irish people. Councillor Brendan Cronin with me on the line. Brendan, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning, first of all. So just outline, I suppose, the reasons why you made this call yesterday. What are you seeing, what are you hearing from people when it comes to who gets what in terms of social housing?
Good morning, Joy, and good morning to your listeners. Well, I suppose, firstly, I just want to clarify, there's been a lot of, comments and negative commentary, particularly, and it has kind of increased over the last number of months regarding the allocations of new social housing in a newly constructed estate in Killarney. And there is negative tones to it, Jerry. Basically, a lot of it indicating that all the houses are going to foreign people or to non-nationals, right? So, and I just want to clarify this, because there's a comment being attributed to me which I didn't make. What I specifically expressed yesterday, and I expressed my concerns to the council management, and I asked the Housing Department of Kerry County Council to issue a clear-cut statement to address this negative and provocative commentary and assertions, which I know to be untrue, and to challenge what's being said and to counter what's being said, because what's being said carries a it carries a nasty undertone, is the way I will put it to you. And you see, not challenging it and not dealing with it in a broad spectrum way, then it gives a platform and it gives a foundation to extreme elements, Jerry. And sadly, out there in society, they are there. We've seen it. We've seen it all over our country. And there are hateful comments, negative comments, jealousy comments, big grudgery comments, all that sort of stuff has to be dealt with. And the council are the body entrusted with allocating the houses. Anyone on, and we have the last figures we got, we have around the 1,500 people, 1,500 people, applicants, qualified applicants on the list in Killarney. And they break down in kind of like there's about 900 plus are people for one beds, and you would have about 347 for two beds, 237 for three beds, and lesser figures than 52 for four beds. They were the last figures given to us. And every single one of those people have gone through a rigorous application process,
yeah,
and have been verified as qualified applicants for housing by Kerry County Council.
Yeah, just to underline it, Brendan, it's a priority-based points system that's used by the council. It's allocated by Kerry County Council and the ones by approved housing bodies as well. Applicants are ranked according to housing need, family size, income, time spent on the waiting list, and available properties are now primarily assigned through a choice-based letting system, which we waited a number of years for, so that it would limit the number of refusals for people and give them more of a choice to try and allocate them more quickly. You have to be 18 or older, have a legal right to reside in Ireland, meet specific household net income thresholds, generally 35 to 40,000, depending on household size and composition. Then you go into choice-based letting. Available homes advertised weekly, and you're entitled to a reasonable refusal, but you can't refuse a reasonable offer, would suspend your right. That's kind of how the system works. But what's happening is it your argument that not enough is being explained about who's getting the housing to counter the lies being spread out there that Irish people are somehow being excluded and in favour of non-nationals?
You see, that is the key. And also to take into account for the assessment, exceptional circumstances through medical issues, mobility, disability, all that's also added into the equation. And you see, where I'm coming from, I've seen the two sides of this. I've seen it has been said to me, and other Killarney elected councillors the same, and these comments have been said to us. But also the other side of it, I came across someone that was allocated a house there and who had been 6.5-7 years a family on the waiting list, and they feel uneasy is the word that that this commentary is lingering and being put about there. And my focus is that there's a responsibility and an onus on Kerry County Council, who are the allocating authority. If, and I understand fully, and I said this at the meeting yesterday, the restrictions are under GDPR and people's details, and that's not where I'm going in any
You're
way.
You're not looking
for
personal details of people as to who got what house.
Absolutely not. But like, the council can go through how the process works, how it is, and they have to, the local authority under the legislation, my understanding is, they have to give, they have to allocate across a broad spectrum and ensure that there's inclusivity of all different types of applicants. And that hasn't been done. Yesterday, no one responded from Kerry County Council management.
No one responded to your call.
No. I sent an email after to the county manager, and he explaining where I was concerned. And the simple response he came back to me said that that they'd review further reports. That isn't good enough. There is no point in keeping putting your head in the sand regarding this, because how will I say that? There's an old saying that lies can go halfway around the world before the truth puts on its shoes. And that's never more so relevant than it is in society right now. And there is, and I'm not asking anyone's details be given out, anything in any way, shape or form like that, but clarity from the council to rebut and to counter that negative, that nasty little vibe that's going out there. Because, as I said to you, all it does is give that platform to extreme individuals who are only waiting to seize and to manipulate and lie, let's call a spade, about situations for their own gain, and to agitate and instigate. And that has, in my view, as a local council here, that there's a duty on us to challenge that and to make sure that that never gets a grip and is not allowed get away without being challenged. So that's really where I'm coming from.
Okay, a number of other councillors, and Marie Maloney was supporting you on your call, saying she's hearing the same stories time and time again. They're on the increase, and she wants the information from the council to push back against those. Independent councillor Niall Batty O'Callaghan said, look, the amount of time on the list is different. Different assessments and different strategies need to be taken into account. He was arguing you're going on a very slippery road if you're looking for those. Deirdre Ferris said as well, respective municipal districts have different allocations and different average waiting times. For example, Milltown has seen expansive development. The wait time is lower there than in Tralee. There's always nuance and exceptions and extensive medical prioritisation for elderly people. So she was arguing, that people's nationality could be used against them if this information goes out there. What's your response to that?
I want to be specific. I did not request any person's nationality. I want to be very specific on that. I did not request that. But the very and the other points that have been brought up by the other members are fair points in that regard. But couldn't, rather than the elected councillors saying what we were saying yesterday, wouldn't it come across the way stronger if housing management stood up and clearly outlined that and spelled that out in an open, forthright way without giving anyone's affairs or personal detail or anything that way, and give an overview of the whole process and how it operates in different areas. I mean, it's not rocket science. They're intelligent people. They're educated people. But this idea of keeping the head down and saying nothing, thinking stuff will go away in today's world, and the way stuff can be manipulated wrongly is very, very unfair. And you have to think of families, people, like I was saying, families that have been allocated a house, and without giving the visa, they've been working in Killarney with number of years in the services. The children are going to school in local schools, both primary and secondary. They've been contributing the same as everyone else and perfectly entitled under the law that has set out to make an application. And once they went through the process and served the waiting period and everything else and ticked all the boxes to be hit, why should they feel uneasy? Well, isn't that very wrong to that negative vibe be put out there and to be left unchallenged?
Brendan, do you think there is a fear amongst the executive or maybe all local authorities when talking about this area, that there's a fear that if they start giving out information or they try and tackle this, that they themselves will be open up to criticism, or that they'll fear, racism is involved, or they feel they're playing into hands of those who are spreading the rumours rather than pushing back online, that there's some concern that, look, we just don't want to touch that area because it's so controversial.
There is a strong possibility that that is true. Yes, there is a strong, I would say there is a strong possibility.
But you're arguing then that leads to a vacuum where these lies spread.
Then you mentioned about racism. That should that leaves it wide open then to those who want to spread untruths, misinformation. They have a free hand completely. They have a free hand completely, and that's totally wrong. There is an onus and a responsibility and a duty, I think, on all of us that are elected to represent the general public to ensure that that kind of stuff has no place in our society. And that's what I'm getting at. And my request was to the management who are the people in charge, and it was about sitting back, giving a broad spectrum overview. You can go into a certain amount and how assessments are done, the processes, and go through it thoroughly without giving anyone's any information or any identity or any nationality or anything. But it explains that it puts it out there in the media and it puts it out there in the general public exactly what is involved. And that wasn't done and hasn't been done, and it needs to be done.
Well, the problem is with the way things are now, Brendan, with the onslaught of the algorithms on social media, some of the people who own social media are the ones who are spreading the false lies. Mm-hmm. You go back to this idea of the great replacement theory, which is totally without foundation, that, you know, populations of people from the third world are being moved in here to replace the native populations. It all feeds into that. And if you take it to its logical conclusion, what you're talking about, a story from yesterday from the UK, the most popular political party in the UK at the moment is Reform UK. Their leader, Nigel Farage, a man no stranger to conspiracy theories, said yesterday his party will ban foreign nationals from living in social housing, with tenants required to find private accommodation within 3 months or face possible deportation. The party confirmed the ban would apply retrospectively, regardless of how long someone has been living in the UK, under Reform's policy of abolishing indefinite leave to remain. And he's arguing, and they argue, that anti-white racism is embedded into the state and legislation aimed at equality was a form of social cleansing. Now, what the government are saying in the UK is what the government would say here. Illegal migrants, asylum seekers, and migrants and student work visas are not eligible for social housing. Nearly 9 in 10 social homes go to UK nationals, and most councils have tough local connection rules in place to ensure housing goes to people who need it most. But they're trying to explain now, in a situation whereby the most popular political party is making that shocking promise, if they get into power, that they will deport people who've been living in social housing, legally living in social housing, because they're not British, inverted commas. Is that the fear you have, the road we're going down if we don't tackle this?
That is the sad reality of where politics is right now across the water. I read that article, actually. It is quite shocking. But it's populism feeding into this, like you said, this social media frenzy driven by many outside agitators. And when you look at their character and what they're up to, you know, it is seriously questionable. But it's about populism, and at the minute that seems to be the driving force behind Nigel Farage and the Reform Party. And does it get traction? I think it is getting traction, you know. But do we want to go down that road? Not me anyway, I can assure you that. I think that's despicable. But sure, didn't they have water come out of Europe as well? And should they regret that? No. And wasn't it the same man was leading that charge? You know, people should think, I suppose, and it's hard to say, but people should look at beyond the populism headlines and see the reality of what's being said. And I am, again, in our instance here, I am concerned of what I'm hearing. I'm not happy with.
And you're hearing, fine about it. You've heard this maybe before, but you're hearing more of it now. Is what you're saying?
Yes, I would say to you much more so. We'll say in the last 2, 3, or 4 months, it has been there kind of the end of last year beginning, but it's coming up now more and more often. And other people I know, talking to other elected members, they're hearing it as well. They're saying that they have heard it as well, and it's going around. And there's what shall I say, again, words matter, I suppose, nasty undertones, you know, come out as well then in the whole debate. And that has to be countered in a responsible way and in an organised way without jeopardising anyone's identity or anything like that. And that onus falls, in my view, with the Housing Department of Kerry County Council, who are entrusted with the allocation of properties and to give a comprehensive overview and explain the whole process and the different municipal districts, the way it operates and the way it works. Because I know people, Jerry, that have been 7, 8, 9, 10 years on the council waiting list and haven't ever been offered a property. And that never gets out. And, you know, and they're of different, they're local people there. There's foreign people in them that have been here for years working in the tourism sector and in catering and all that. And, you know, that never comes out.
Yeah. Okay, so, Brendan, listen,
we'll
leave it.
There's an honest on. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah.
Honest for more clarity. Okay. If you have a view on what Councillor Brendan Cronin had to say, his argument he's making, he's not happy with the response from the executive of the council on it and feels that they need to start tackling this and pushing back with real detail, not identifying people, not even identifying nationalities, but being clear and pushing back on the false narratives that he's saying are increasing out there and he's getting in his daily work as a councillor.